Hallelujah, we praise you. Yes, Lord, we bless your name. Glory to your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. Glory, Father, we worship you. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you for the comfort of the children. We did something to the presence of God as we call in your name.
Sorry for the delay. Good morning, and you're dialed into Maximum Radio Network. This is Global Time with Christ Jesus, and our host is Aubrey L. Gregory. Once again this morning, I have the honor of being part of this prayer ministry today. Today is Wednesday, April the 16th. It's 2014, and our focus today is how to keep your heart, how to guard it. The Word of God establishes that, and for us, and for good reason, that we should keep and we should guard our heart. Now, that word comes from Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23. It says, keep and guard your heart with all vigilance, and above all that your heart, or rather, above all, guard your heart, for out of it flow the springs of life. So the heart that is being referred to here is essentially located, and out of it, all of the thoughts and actions that we engage in come forth from there. Our life emanates from there. Now, it's not speaking about the cardiopulmonary pump where the blood flows in your chest. It's speaking about your central, innermost being, the inner you, the inner man. And so we are to guard that inner spot. It's like a transportation hub for the airplanes. It's centrally located between all of the routes. It's most convenient and effective for routing and all of that. And that's your innermost being. And so our theme today is how to keep your heart. We want to pray that God would open our eyes to those issues and those things that would prevent us from guarding or keeping our innermost being. Also in Luke chapter 6 and verse 28, it says, invoke blessings upon and pray for the happiness of those who curse you. Implore God's blessing, favor upon those who abuse you, who revile, reproach, disparage, and highly and high-handedly misuse you. Well, how do we respond to that? Invoke blessings upon and pray for the happiness of those who curse you. Implore God's favor upon them who abuse you, revile, reproach, disparagingly use you, and high-handedly misuse you. Well, yes, that's one way, and the most important way that we can guard our heart. Because it says, and whenever you stand praying, and this is what we're here to do, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him. That's Mark 11, chapter 25. And let it drop, leave it, let it go, in order that your Father, who is in heaven, may also forgive you your own failings and shortcomings, and let them drop. Now, you and I have to admit that's not easy to do. It requires all of God's grace and mercy and all of our strength to humble ourselves and to do that. Whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him or her, and let it drop. Leave it. Let it go. In order that your Father, who's in heaven, may also forgive your own failings and shortcomings, and let them drop. Well, that's one of the surest ways to guard and to keep your innermost being so that you can be effective, because everything in your life originates and comes from that center. That is the hub of your life's activities. Out of it flow the springs of life. And so if the springs are going to be clean, think about it. If it's going to be clean, if what flows out from the heart is going to be clean, then we have to guard that. We don't want the adversary to pollute, and that's what he attempts to do. And he knows it's very effective. So today we want to seek out the secret place of the Most High so that we can be on guard against the adversary. Here's what one person said. This was Oswald Chambers. I want to quote him. He wrote a book in 1935 called My Utmost for His Highest. He says, let other things come and go as they may. Let other people criticize as they will, but never allow anything to obscure the life that is hid in Christ in you. Never be hurried out of the relationship of abiding in Him. It is the one thing that is apt to fluctuate, but it ought not to. Well, good advice for us. Good morning, and thank you for joining us on this wonderful day. Thank you for sharing yourself and your time with us. Thank you for being part of our prayer team. Your lines are open, and certainly we invite you to share your praise report and your prayer request. Now, our subject is the value of God in your heart, and that is your innermost being. And all of you know, and I do know, how difficult that is when you're disappointed, hurt, injured by someone, and how you do need and want, well, at least we feel we need. We don't need, but we feel that way. Our pound of flesh. Our recompense, our revenge. Now, that is a sure block to our prayers. So the Word of God is saying in Mark 11, chapter 25, let it go. Now, I'm speaking to me as much as I'm speaking to you, because I just experienced a disappointment and an incident that certainly I'd like to get my pound of flesh, really. In my mind, the circumstances demands that. However, that's not what God is saying. God is saying, if we're going to stand to pray and we have anything against anyone, forgive him, let it drop, in order that the Father who is in heaven may also forgive you of your shortcomings, your own failings, and let them drop. So God makes a deal. Which do you prefer? Get your pound of flesh or have God drop your case because of your shortcomings? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Isn't God good? Amen. Well, today we want to pray for... I'm going to ask you to join me. This has been burdening my heart quite a bit. And one of the reasons is because we deal quite a bit, have dealt with, and continue to deal with ex-offenders, persons who have gone to prison and are either completely out or on their way back through the facility of what is called a halfway house. In other words, the Department of Corrections has allowed them to be residents in a facility that's more like a house than it is a prison. And they must also follow instructions and the rules of the house. They're allowed to go out to work, but they must return, and they're there for a season until such time as the Department of Corrections deem it wise to let them go completely. And in our dealings with these individuals, and we deal particularly with the men, we don't deal with the females. We have done that in the past, successfully so, but it's a lot more challenging for all kinds of reasons. But we deal with the men, and that's challenging, very challenging. So we want to pray today for them. And we want to pray for our own inclinations to continue to be effective in ministering to them. Let us go to prayer. And as we do, we want to clean our hands, get our hands and our feet clean as we enter God's throne room. Father, we thank you today for this privilege that you've given to us. It is indeed a privilege, and we thank you today. And Father, we know of many who are presently incarcerated right now. They're in jail, in prison right now. We pray for them that your Spirit would continue to work patiently with them, speaking to them in their innermost being. But Father, we also are concerned first about our own condition. And you asked us to forgive those that despitefully use us, that cause injury. We pray that you would forgive us, even as we approach your throne. We want to come with respect and reverential fear. Touch our hearts first. Cleanse us. Apply the blood, just like in the old days, the priest applied the blood on the horns of the altar. Well, touch our being. Apply your blood to the horns of the altar of our hearts, so that what we offer and present will be reasonable and truly acceptable to you on this day. So we confess our failings, our shortcomings. We ask you to drop them. Drop the charges against us. Drop the accusation that the enemy is making against us, and we ask you to cleanse us. Cause that blood, which is the only agent that can cleanse us, to cleanse our hearts, the place from which all of the issues of life flow out. Thank you today and bless your name. On this morning, we place ourselves at your disposal to work on us and in us. And Father, we intercede on behalf of those that are imprisoned right now, at whatever stage, that you would minister to their hearts, cause change, cause transformation, cause repentance, cause restoration. For your name's sake, for the glory of your Son, Christ Jesus, cause these men to be renewed from the inside out. And we stand together as one person this morning on their behalf, that the Holy Spirit would work deeply. And we stand against and rebuke the adversary and every evil work that is in process and ongoing. We ask that by your Holy Spirit that this work would be stopped, it would be arrested, even as the enemy seeks to destroy, to steal, and to kill. But you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, that we might have life. And we speak life today. Life here and now. Your life. Divine, supernatural life over every prisoner, every ex-offender right now. That this day would be a day of salvation, a day of acceptance, a day of recognition of their source and origin, who created them. They will recognize that you are God and you are the only wise God. And we pray that they are not led into religion, but are led into release from the slavings of sin and what that does, that they would be freed from the plantation. They would leave voluntarily under the power and courage that comes from the Spirit of God. They would depart and they would come to you and recognize you and embrace you and allow you to change their lives completely, because you said any man in Christ is a new creation. Father, we give you permission to cause them to be new creations through Christ Jesus. Beginning on this day, we pray for those who have charge over these persons, these men. And even we remember the Harbor House, a facility, a residential facility for some of these men, that today the spirit of confusion would be restrained. The enemy is commanded to take up his weapons and flee. And we speak peace into the atmosphere there. We speak deliverance, restoration. We speak order. Bring order out of disorder and confusion. In the name of Jesus. For any parent, any mother, any father right now that is missing their son or their daughter because of incarceration, that you would comfort their hearts to the core right now. Help them to keep their hearts and to guard it with all diligence, effectively, against the pain that is involved in having a son or a daughter incarcerated. Cause them to look towards the day of freedom and joy when they will be reunited again, and that relationships would be healed, and that together you will receive their praise, their thanksgiving. They will have one heart, one song, one joy, the joy of freedom and the ultimate freedom that comes through Christ. They will not walk around with the bars of imprisonment any longer. They will be free within the inner man, free forever, for all eternity. Newness of life in Christ. Having the word of God flow out like a river from their being. In Jesus' name we pray, and I trust that all of our prayer team today can say amen to that prayer. And I trust that everyone that has heard and participated in that prayer are believing, particularly if you have someone that fits that category at this moment. In the name of Jesus, God bless you on this day with peace in your heart. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Once again, welcome and thank you for joining us. This is Global Time with Christ Jesus, and I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory. I have the honor of being your host today. Share with us in any praise report that you have or any prayer request that you may have. Whatever is burning on your heart, just share it with us today. We're here to stand with you in the power of agreement, and God is very gracious when it comes to agreement. He says, if two would touch and agree, it shall be done. We'd be able to say awesome things and actually watch the response. So don't hold back. Just share whatever is on your heart right now. God will hear, and he promises to answer. Do we believe him? Well, if we do, then we will ask. He says, you receive not because you ask not. So he wants to be asked. He even asked his son to ask. He says, ask of me and I will give you the nations and the utmost parts. God wants us to ask. He doesn't simply want to read our heart. He wants to hear from us. So do ask. That's my advice. Do ask. Well, also on today, we want to pray powerfully. That is, we have had a wonderful time over the last couple of weeks praying for the nations and the cities and all of that. And we want to pray now for a project that is due and is being planned. And we have wonderful intentions, and it's huge to us in that it requires a lot of coordination. But the project involves over 50 churches. We expect over 1,000 to 1,500 people on June 8 to join all of us. We'll all be there from over 50 churches in the Branchbrook Park, in Branchbrook Park here in Newark. This is something unprecedented, at least in our lifetime, for the city of Newark. Now, the city of Newark has had revivals in the past. I have studied the history of Newark, and Newark is a very special place to the Lord. It's not what the media is saying about Newark, it's what God has said about Newark. And Newark is important because it's the largest city in the state of New Jersey, and it affects every other city and town. If you want to travel any place, and you're living in the state of New Jersey or even just outside of it, you have to come to Newark because that's where the hub, we just talked about the hub, what the heart is, that you can travel to Europe and to North America, South America, most places, right from Newark. The airport's in Newark. It's nowhere else in New Jersey the kind. Well, you have some small airports, but this is an international airport. Hundreds upon hundreds of thousands of people come through there yearly. I think so, approaching half a million or something like that. So, Newark is important. That's why this event is important, because it will have an overflow effect. Whatever happens in Newark affects the other towns and cities. So this will be a gathering on what we traditionally celebrate as Pentecost Sunday, and it's June 8th at 4:30 in the afternoon. And if you're in our region, well, you're invited to attend, because it's a celebration of what God has done over 2,000 years ago, recorded in the book of Acts, pouring out his Spirit. And there was a time in the past of Newark where that occurred. Over 3,000 people were saved in one night, or one day. I don't know what, I can't recall now what time of the day it happened, but it was a glorious day nevertheless. God wants to visit this city. So let us pray for that event. Let us turn our hearts towards the huge things that God wants to do that bring about change across families, across communities, across cities. Do you see how much larger that is than just our little small world that we can get caught in at times? And that's important to us, but also these larger issues affect our small world, if you will. So let us pray for that. Father, we thank you that there is the guidance of the Holy Spirit, who is orchestrating, putting together something that will cause many to call you and to come into your kingdom by the action of your Holy Spirit. They will be pointed to your throne. They will accept the rulership of your Son, Jesus Christ, his kingship. They will call him Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace. They will find peace that they had not known before on that day, June 8th. The word of God will enter with anointing and penetration, touch their innermost heart, changing their hearts, taking their stony heart and exchanging it for a heart of flesh. They begin to worship in spirit and in truth for the rest of their lives and for all eternity. We see mothers, we see fathers, we see children, we see brothers and sisters, we see grandparents, we see uncles and aunts and extended family, we see neighbors and friends, co-workers being changed and transformed by the power of God. Touch them, shake, cause them to live, to rise up, to take up their beds and walk. We're seeing people restored that were backslidden, that had gone astray. We see marriages being repaired, the relationships being repaired. We see relationships that are broken between parents and children being repaired and restored and strengthened. We see the enemy being shut out of many homes to enter no more, and that the King of Glory comes in and takes his rightful place as the ruler over the heads of the household. In the name of Jesus, where there's confusion, we see peace comes. Where there's war, we see reunion. We see the joining of hearts in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father, on June 8th, that the Holy Spirit will so charge the atmosphere that it will be read and talked about, of this great thing that has happened. We've seen it before, and we ask for it to occur again in our city so that the enemy is shut out. He can find no place. He leaves for other locations, where again you will pour your spirit out. And then he has to leave, so he goes through the earth, walking up and down, not finding a place of rest. So we thank you that the blood of Christ prevails. The blood prevails, just like in olden days. It's the blood. And we plead the blood over Branch Brook Park, over the city of Newark, over the state of New Jersey, in the name of Jesus. And we pray that our hearts will be stirred. All malaise will leave. We will be fired up. We'll be quickened to a new state of readiness and being. We become excited about you in a way that we have never been before. We become hungry and thirsty for righteousness to appear, not just in our own lives, but in the lives of our neighborhoods, our communities, family and people we know, so that we have this burning desire to pray, to seek your face for the outpouring, the visitation that you have promised to this region. We are thirsty and hungry for it. We would like to see the shaking and the shake up. And we believe a shaking is on its way, a shakedown, a heavenly, divine, supernatural shakedown in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord, for everyone that's part of our prayer cast today, whether live or streaming, that there will be personal shakedowns, visitations by your Holy Spirit for us. Start the fire in me, start the fire in us, in the name of Jesus. So quicken us that we're not the same. Today, nor tomorrow, nor the next, we're taken away by the Holy Spirit from ourselves to yourself by your Spirit. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. We thank you right now for who you are. You're the only wise God. In Jesus' name, and all of the prayer team says, amen and amen. We thank you today, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Of all,
yeah.
Lord,
hallelujah.
Your grace, Lord, and your mercy. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You are worthy, Lord. You are Lord, and worthy. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Praise the name.
Thank you for doing that.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for what is already done.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for what you're about to do, Lord.
Yes.
Give all honor and glory to you.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Let's
you,
hunger.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Let's be hungry. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
glory
Jesus.
To God.
Lord.
Let's be hungry. Hungry
yes,
for more.
I thank you, Lord, for hunger and a thirst after your righteousness.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you. To
thank you, Jesus.
The desire to want to know righteous and
the
holy Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Because
let's expect.
Fall higher and higher.
Hallelujah.
And deeper and deeper into your own.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, oh God.
Oh, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory be to your name, Jesus. Glory be to your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Glory to God.
Thank you for this privilege, Lord. You have given us one more day, Lord.
Yes, yes.
To come before you in spirit and in truth, Lord.
Thank you.
Oh, hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah. Yes.
We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because you first love us, Lord.
Yes.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. God is awesome. Hallelujah. He is worthy of all our praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is worthy. He is worthy. Let's receive from him today. I believe God is wanting to touch someone today.
Yes.
And I'm talking about someone that connects with our prayer cast today, whether you're on live or streaming. Open up yourself to the Holy Spirit today. He wants to meet you in a special way. He does. I can sense it. Let us expect him. Expectation is a huge asset to expect. It's the same as being pregnant, if you will. That's what pregnancy is about, is expecting. You didn't see, you just knew that the Word of God has entered. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Someone can grab that and should. I know I'm grabbing it for me. Hallelujah. Praise the name of God. Now, I want to suggest something to you. If this is our first year of this prayer cast, and tomorrow Pastor Jacobs is going to be our special guest on this program. Wonderful man of God from the nation of Nigeria on the continent of Africa. And he is going to be with us. At least that's our plan, unless something changes. Unforeseen. But dial in at 6 o'clock sharp on tomorrow. Pass the word. Call a friend. Mighty man of God. Mighty man of prayer. And he will be our guest tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock sharp. It's Pastor Jacobs. And let us pray for a prayer cast tomorrow. Also, because of what I expect to occur on tomorrow, I would strongly suggest that you ask God to give you a prayer burden to bring to the program on tomorrow night. On tomorrow morning. Yeah. Come with. Come with a prayer request, something that you want God to move on, but God is going to require you to move first by actually receiving this prayer burden and then in obedience to Him, bringing it to this forum. God wants you to function that way. God wants you to have your hands full when you come into the courtroom so that you not only will have an audience with Him along with us, but you'll also have your requests dealt with effectively. God always wants us to ask. So don't be afraid to do that. Come tomorrow, and I believe that God will meet us in a mighty way tomorrow. I'd like to share a benediction with us. I think it would be a blessing to us to embrace it. Psalm 19 and verse 14. It says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength, my redeemer. Guard and keep the heart. Guard and keep your heart. Well, may God bless you richly. We thank you for having been with us.
Have a blessed